Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh,
you're in the madhouse now.
It's time for the Steve and Kyle podcast with Steve.
Listen, if that's I'm not whole, enthusiastic about anything this a-hole across from me has to say today, it's because I've already heard it. Okay? I haven't seen him in 2 weeks. Could have gone another 2 weeks. No offense.
Anger is misdirected.
Kyle.
My brother had to send me this. I don't know if he follows them or if
Why does your brother follow
my
the
My brother's
local?
Really into government.
Is he?
Thank God he did, Steve. Otherwise, you and I would have been trucking down the middle of three roads in a snowstorm, waving at nobody.
Now, here they are, two guys who are living in style, Steve and Kyle.
Thank you, Melissa. She manages to hit that post perfectly. Every week.
I gotta tell you, she must have a background in audio editing.
Yeah. Good for her.
Just an impressive effort
mm-hmm.
by our friend Melissa Vaughn every week.
Melissa Vaughn of Great Britain, the UK, England,
Wales,
hmm.
the Scottish.
Yep.
The Irish. You know, that's fascinating.
Northern Ireland, right?
You could show that entire region to me on a map. A blank map. And tell me there's four countries in there. And I would call you a liar.
Yeah.
I didn't know this until...
I know where England would be.
Yeah, but it's...
I guess by process of elimination, I could probably figure out the Northern Ireland part. It's probably going to be north of Ireland.
But I know Wales is a separate nation.
Is it a nation? I thought that was like a region.
I know, man. And I know this because I watched the FX docuseries Welcome to Wrexham, which is about Rob McElhenney from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia and Ryan Reynolds buying a soccer club.
Be a football club.
Sorry, a football club.
Football.
Is a country that is part of the United Kingdom. So we have Ireland.
Yeah.
Northern Ireland?
I thought it was just... who cares? Honestly,
but is this what?
Who cares?
But is this the same way we look at? There's every now and again. There's that meme of, I asked my Canadian cousin to label the states, and it's always like those idiots up north, or those hicks down south labeled on the states.
I wonder if this is the same way that we just refer to the area as like the Midwest, the Southwest, the Northeast, the Pacific Northwest.
It's probably also different because that is so much smaller than what we assume. You would know more, Steve. You spent the time there.
That's true.
A lot of time.
A former Londoner myself.
And then you went back on holiday, which is what Londoners call vacation.
Right. Yep. I did go on holiday.
To witness big events.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it was a wedding.
A guest of the Queen.
That's right.
At the royal wedding.
May she rest in peace. We're
I'm
okay, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm all right. If she
Are they
doesn't.
Okay? I mean, she was, I think she's 95, 96, whatever she was. That's
long is this life. Our... Is
this we our, eulogized her already.
Did we?
Yeah.
We gave I was going to say, is this our tribute to the Queen?
If there's one thing you and I are on top of, it is...
Royal death.
I've got alert set up. Just royal death. So anytime something... like that comes across Google, It pings me, and I have it to override any phone setting.
Yeah.
So if it's 2 in the morning and Prince-elect Billy from Luxembourg passes away in his sleep.
Do they have Prince-elect? Like, he's in waiting. He won the big election.
Well, I was talking to Katie about this yesterday because there was a... And I don't know how
you were talking.
No, not about Prince Billy, Prince-elect Billy from Luxembourg. But there was a viral video going around of what I would just assume would be Queen Camilla. But she's not. She's Queen Mistress. So I had to expound
Queen
my...
Queen Mistress?
I had to expound my deep royal knowledge.
That's a actual title?
Because she was the second wife of Charles.
But hand raised.
Yeah.
Doesn't mistress have like a negative connotation?
Well, wasn't she?
Right, but you'd think that they would flower that up a bit.
Unless maybe I read it wrong. English and British royal mistress. Mistress Queen Elizabeth from Camilla was once... Boy, I may have been fooled by the internet here. What is Camilla's title? I can't believe we're doing this. I cannot believe.
Yeah.
Year 2022, bordering on 2023.
We're breaking down regions,
titles.
Regions in the UK region and...
Queen Consort.
Yeah. I was going to say, mistress, that I'd be very surprised.
It seems like what I walked into was somebody labeling that video as such. And me taking that as
you saying
as the gospel.
Well, that is that's news right there.
And there is no better frame of reference for my intellect regarding the royal family than me reading that and saying, obviously she's the queen mistress, and blowing past it like that was not the biggest part.
I was gonna say I'd never heard that before, but I could write books on the things that I don't know,
which is
about the royal family.
Again, super embarrassing. You were a resident. For months. But there was a viral video of Queen Consort.
Not
Camilla,
Queen Mistress.
/ Queen Mistress. Camilla. At doing one of those school photo ops.
Mm-hmm.
And lifting the hand of a black child. Like by the kid's sleeve.
Oh, Jesus.
And then the video accompanying it next to it was like leaning in for an embrace to a different black child.
Mm-hmm.
Like patting him or her on the back, and then leaning away and holding the hand that she had used to touch the child.
Oh, as if she had, like...
Like, it needs
like
to be
it has
disinfected.
Mud on it or something.
But this goes... I mean, there's...
I mean, that family, so relatable to the common folk, aren't they?
And
Jesus.
You now get these news stories out. So, Charles took over,
mm-hmm.
fired
Chucky.
However many... Sorry. King Chucky.
King Chucky.
Fired whatever. You know, everybody who's ever been there.
Oh, did he?
Like, in terms of cooking staff and all of this stuff that the queen had.
I guess...
Which, again, I don't know why a 96-year-old woman needed so many chefs.
Right. I mean, I guess it's not unlike when, you know, we elect a new president and the whole White House staff and the Air Force One staff and everything overturns.
But there was a story, and it came out before he became king, so he's been doing this for a while. To go along with your idea how relatable they are, Prince, now King Chucky,
mm-hmm.
will not squeeze out his own toothpaste.
At some point, because if you're not doing that, then you're not doing anything on your own. Safe
ever.
To say.
You're
safe,
never opening a door, right?
You gotta trim your fingernails in the morning.
Yes.
You're not doing that yourself. No. You're... laying down to go to bed at night, you're not doing that by yourself because someone's probably there to, you know, tuck you in or whatever.
Yeah.
At some point, don't you just get tired of there being people around you doing everything?
It's
got to be maddening.
But imagine the first time he has to open a door. Does it go awry? Is it a push, not pull situation?
Is he trying to do it with his feet?
Is he licking the doorknob? Does he think it's a lollipop?
There are just some times when... And I'm sure everybody can relate to this. You just want to be by yourself.
You want some solitude?
I want to go. I want to go downstairs by myself. I want to grab a drink and just sit there and like watch TV for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And kind of unwind.
Yeah.
And I just can't imagine having somebody around me. And who knows? Maybe put me in that situation where I don't have to do a thing by myself. And I'm like, whoa, this is pretty great. I don't think so. That's not my world. But then again, he grew up in this world.
Right.
He's never had to do anything by himself. So having somebody that does everything for you, that's just how it is.
That is what he expects. That is the norm for him.
Yeah.
Theodore! Where's my toothpaste? Like, and then a guy, you know, whatever night or morning, comes jogging in, fully, you know, dressed to the nines, and then goes and gets the Crest.
Is that a full-time job? Because I remember there was a news story a couple of years ago where the Queen had someone whose, like, full-time job it was to break in her shoes. So they found a woman that had, you know, it was a woman that worked on the staff that had the same size shoes as the Queen. So whenever the Queen would get new shoes, which I assume is 3 times a day.
Right.
She puts them on, walks around for a couple days in them to break them in. So God forbid the Queen, you know, get a blister or something. That's not going to happen.
It's, if you're that woman or man, you know, if you're measuring feet, who cares? And your feet start to grow, whether you're gaining weight or you're losing weight, you power through, right? You're the royal shoe breaker.
Yeah.
You do not allow a little foot pain to get in the way.
No.
That right there, that is in the trenches.
Boy, I got to agree with you.
Like, that's tough sledding.
Yeah.
Okay, you talk hard paychecks in this world.
Mm-hmm.
The royal foot breaker or shoe breaker.
Shoe breaker inner. Shoe.
Has to hold. This is from a docuseries, it looks like, about
the royal family, same news source where you got the royal mistress.
That was a Twitter account. I accept all responsibility. I'm still willing to call her queen mistress going forward. This is the claim about princess.
Wouldn't it be princess mistress?
She's the queen now.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
The old lady.
But she doesn't go by. Yeah, good point.
96. How hard do you think she punted that 5-gallon at 96? Was it just like the meme that was funny the one year in the Midwest where somebody would say, "We will recover from this storm."
Oh, yeah.
And it was one deck chair knocked over. I remember laughing and enjoying that very much.
The first time.
And now it's, you know, a little rain and people think it's still hilarious.
Yeah.
Do you think that was the level of 5-gallon punch she gave? Again, no, we're just breaking down how hard Queen Elizabeth died.
Right. What, 3 months after her death? I mean, nothing's more timely than this podcast.
We were busy. We had a very timely parade that went off without a hitch.
Very much so.
We had a lot of irons in the fire.
Mm-hmm. By the way, I have a question for you. I need permission.
Sure.
To utilize something podcast related
at
a company Christmas party.
Okay, company meaning side gig?
Company meaning side gig.
So those didn't go the way of Johnny the Duck and Lisa, okay.
No, they're back.
They're back.
Back with a vengeance.
Oh, good. You guys put a couple more out of biz.
And, shockingly, it's even before the holidays this year.
You getting a plus? Getting a plus two to that? Or
Just plus one.
Huh.
Yeah, sorry. You want to sneak in? I can tell you where it is.
I can tell you where it is.
You just sneak in and slip in and mingle.
Same center you've had in the past?
It's at a restaurant. You don't do food? What? I didn't even name the restaurant, and you're already turning your nose up at it.
Looking for a private venue. But so I guess while you say things are back.
Right.
For me, apparently, you're a few years away.
Yeah.
A restaurant, like a bunch of plebes.
Mm.
Yeah. Sit there and you want to eat a calzone with people just out for dinner.
Sounds delicious. I haven't had a calzone in a long time.
We've had this conversation off air, and we're not going to rehash it.
We've had a calzone conversation?
We've had the calzone versus stromboli conversation.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't think we ever got a distinct answer.
I haven't had a stromboli in
There's only one ages. way to solve it. We need to eat both of them.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a while. It's been a minute since we've done any kind of food taste test.
Four full-size strombolis and calzones placed two and two. Because we now need to have a stromboli and a calzone.
We can't just get one and split them.
What are we, a married couple out to dinner on our first date? No way. We are maybe, going full size this, 2 and 2.
Can we put this on the poll?
Yeah.
What's better, calzone or stromboli?
Sure.
I think that we need...
People are going to be disappointed in you because, you know, you're Steve Italy.
Mm-hmm.
And you're the one who should be providing these answers, right?
Sure. Yeah. Well, you know, sometimes I like to defer.
Well, right. And listen, when we've talked about this extensively, probably too extensively, in the past, we've never found a legitimate answer.
I need to... Let's see if there's any restaurants around. You know how you can go onto Google and you type in, like, auto parts store, and it automatically fills in near me?
You think you're just going to type in calzone store?
I'm going to type in stromboli.
Stromboli near me. Well, we have a million pizza places.
Stromboli
Steve.
Near me?
Yeah, we have a million pizza places that will sell you a stromboli.
Calzone, everyone does the calzone. I think that the stromboli is a little less... Oh, wait a minute. There's a place called Stromboli's Express?
Yeah, you don't want to go there.
No?
If the town name is what I think it is,
yeah.
You're going to want... Okay. We don't need to go there for Italian food.
Okay.
Only thing they eat there is tires and tree bark. I'll let you guess which one is the entree and which one is the dessert.
Fair enough. That's a shame, too. It's only a couple miles from here.
Yeah, you're bordering on hillbilly over here. Leave the estate. You got to put the... Like the sharp objects on the outside of your vehicle so none of the natives right. get a hold of you.
The spikes that come off the wheels. Right. Like it's Mad Max.
Again, tires aren't cheap. You can't walk into the natives eating on them. Just gnawing away for breakfast. And then you're out of tire.
But
we digress.
I need your permission.
Yeah.
Because the...
I'm trying to look around here and see what it could be.
The big... holiday extravaganza is coming up for the side gig.
Okay.
And again, so this is not just side gig radio show. This is side company. Gig whole company.
To be, and just to clarify once and for all, I am not going to get the +2, part of the +2.
No, I'm not sure why you would even consider that a possibility.
Let me know if it changes.
Yep, we'll do. You'll be the first one to know.
If Annette comes down with something... Love to fill in.
Mm.
I'll have a shirt and tie.
Shocking, because typically you hate anything or anyone. Well, that's it. I was going to expound upon that, but... Don't really need to. Accurate?
Listen, this is on the working assumption, Steve, that this is a somewhat open tab.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Okay.
I would assume so.
Unless you can provide details, I don't want to be in your plus two anymore.
I would absolutely assume so.
Please keep me on the OLI.
Based on the current regime, I would be shocked if it wasn't.
Okay, good. So things are looking up.
Things are, yeah.
Everybody except for Johnny the Duck and Lisa.
The money is just flowing in.
You guys have...
Flowing in.
Reaping the rewards of all the political ads.
Yes.
All the hawking for candidates you've been personally doing.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Every for wearing, you yep. know, say no to abortion rights on the air.
Yep. Yeah. Every political ad that you hear on a radio or TV station, the next person you see from that radio or TV station is responsible for it. They actually personally agree with what that last candidate said.
So you heard it here first. Any issues with the elected candidates or non-elected candidates?
Reach out to the talent.
Did you hear... an ad for that person before, after, or during the Free Beer and Hot Wings morning show? That's Steve at freebeerandhotwings.com.
Yeah, I paid for the ad.
Steve.
Pay out of my pocket.
Has thoughts, and he simply wanted to get them out during his own programming.
Yeah.
Okay. But, so you need to use something
for
this extravaganza.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm looking around. And I'm trying to figure out what it could be.
Now, I don't want to go into too many details about it, so I'm going to keep it vague.
So am I not going to get an answer today about what that item is?
Oh, no. You will know.
Okay.
But I'm just going to keep it vague for those listening.
Yeah. Okay. Is it something in this room?
Yes.
Okay. I can rule out 95% of the junk we have in here.
Yeah. Unless, I mean, I'm not taking like the Kenny Rogers autograph.
Unless you guys pulled the strings that I don't know if you have them. to get John Ratzenberger himself.
No. Nope. That is, boy, that's above our pay grade.
To, like, the local Tex-Mex restaurant on a, you know, Friday in December.
That is negative.
Okay. And I know it's not going to be anything podcast related. I know it won't be anything Jeep related. You guys won't need sound canceling equipment. No. So my eyes immediately go to our vitals, right? Like if this studio were our body, all that stuff, you know, the earrings, the makeup,
that's
the,
all just fluff.
The hair gel, yeah. These right here are the organs. And I'm pointing at the two microphones, the two microphone arms, the mixer, and obviously the personalized letter opener.
Right. That's it. They put out a company-wide email and said, we need a letter opener.
If there's one thing I know that building does not need, unless it's drastically yeah, changed.
It's old school.
There is a dump bin. And if you don't know what I'm referring to, it's 2 feet by 4 feet by 2 feet deep. Nothing other than radio station branded letter openers.
100.5 The River.
100.5 The River. Probably four logos ago.
Yeah.
And they are just begging to be given away. So I know you don't need that.
Don't need that.
So is it near the vitals?
No.
Okay.
It's not.
So this is a...
something newly acquired.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Boy, I don't know. I mean,
okay.
The most newly acquired is the Seasonal Sammy outfit, which if Seasonal Sammy's going to be there, and I'm not invited, that's the straw.
So an email... the RSVP email went out from Nikki.
Do you have it pulled up right now?
I don't.
I was just going to make sure it did say plus one and not plus two.
You can take my word on that. So Nikki sent out the email. Said, RSVP, let us know. I replied. I said, I'm going to be there. Looking forward to it. And then she sent a follow-up email saying, hey, just... you know, if you haven't RSVP'd yet, let me know by such and such date. There's going to be prizes. There's going to be all sorts of stuff for, like, people dressed in holiday attire.
Okay.
And thing, you know, so if you have one of those hats that has a little mistletoe that hangs off of it, wear that. And you'll get points, and there's going to be, you know, you can acquire points to win prize. I don't know. I'm not really sure.
It's the convoluted shroot buck system that seems like going on at the holiday party.
Very much, very much. It's all in good fun, though. So I thought, I said to Annette yesterday, I was like, do you have an ugly Christmas sweater? She said, no. Like, why don't you get one?
Make one.
Yeah.
She's crafty.
Yeah.
I cut
out some reindeer on the Cricut and iron them onto, you know, a shirt.
I have one for you.
Yeah.
That may not be acceptable in today's climate. Oh boy. World lands. I'll have to look. It is still hanging in my basement closet from the 1 year I wore it.
Okay.
And I know for a fact that I made a concerted effort to respect all seasonal holidays.
Oh boy.
There is a menorah.
Okay.
There is something regarding Kwanzaa.
Okay.
There is an African-American Santa Claus.
Okay.
Puffy beard and all.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take a picture of it. I will post it
okay.
on our social media.
Maybe text it to me first.
And then we will post it and see. No. We're six shooters, baby. That's what we're doing.
Okay. All right.
And we will see what the audience thinks.
So fire first, ask questions later.
You're darn right.
That's what you're saying.
Works well for everybody. We will let the audience decide.
Mm-hmm.
Should Steve wear this holiday sweater or create your own, or where I think this conversation is going, should you dress up as Seasonal Sammy at the Side Gigs Christmas Holiday Spectacular?
Yeah. So I thought, boy, it would be funny to dress up in a, you know, in an ugly sweater or something. And then I thought it popped in my head. I said, well, I have the whole Seasonal Sammy costume. Now, obviously, nobody that would be there would know that I am Seasonal Sammy because I don't think word has traveled that far yet.
It has not gotten out.
So I wouldn't technically be Seasonal Sammy, but I would be donning his attire. And again, I don't want to get into any details about it because we haven't revealed Seasonal Sammy.
Right.
Or, We're doing the old 13-month tease.
No. 7-month. That's right.
Yeah, we're doing that.
I stand by. We put every holiday decoration we have back on that trailer on Memorial Day for the Memorial Day parade.
Okay. All right. So what are your thoughts on that? If I dress up in the seasonal Sammy costume. Now, the downside of it is, because I would want to post pictures of it.
Right.
But then that kind of...
But then you're also risking somebody else taking a group shot and you're in it.
Yeah.
And I'm not, but when I say risk, this is the dumbest risk we've ever discussed in our lives.
Like anyone's going to be like, ah, yeah.
I saw the seasonal Sammy costume. Like that's
so are you, are you okay with me doing that? Because I have to come to you to, you know, to ask.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, this is a co-branded creation of ours that has taken on a life of its own.
Yeah.
So I appreciate you coming to me.
Of course.
Today, the day of my daughter's wedding.
Oh. It's funny you say that.
You have my blessing.
Really?
I think this would be a lovely idea. Okay. Mostly because I want your night ruined from having to explain to everybody walking around who's going, Steve. And they're not even saying anything. They're just going, sizing you up top to bottom and then back up. And then you have to go, Seasonal Sammy.
Maybe I'll have a name tag that says how my name is.
I was thinking, listen, this holiday parade being canceled may end up being a blessing.
Oh, this could be our best viral marketing yet. We had that billboard.
That's right. That was pretty viral.
Yep.
We never... but we never got anything prepared to even remotely promote what it is we're doing during this parade, let alone explain what or who Seasonal Sammy is.
Yeah.
So this gives us ample time to have a name tag or something on the part of the outfit that says Seasonal Sammy on it, which, again, will explain nothing to anybody.
Right.
And it's already going to be jarring enough when Seasonal Sammy's walking around the holiday parade with melted chocolate in his gloved hands. So
I'm glad that I have your blessing.
Yes. I will send you a picture of my holiday sweater.
Okay.
And see if that's something you would prefer to do instead.
Oh, boy.
Okay. I got to tell you, it is outstanding.
Mm.
It was a delight. And listen, I'm a crafty guy. This, near my magnum opus. Outside of the viewer mail time intro.
Oh, that's good.
The holiday sweater I made. 5 or 6 years ago.
Wait, you made it? There.
Oh, yeah. This is crafted. Yeah. I'm talking, you know, that fake fluff to put on for Santa's beard. Paint.
Toby, leave it.
Gems. Something like listen, this thing's
like
a delight.
Like bedazzled?
Oh, yeah. This thing is a delight to see. So we will, I will let you decide.
Mm.
Mostly because I think you'll end up leaving hoarse from explaining what Seasonal Sammy is at your company's holiday, let alone your coworkers.
Yeah.
Who we've acknowledged many times. Don't listen.
No.
That's fine. Sentiment is shared. Not a fan of the production. Mm-hmm. They're going to wonder, what the heck are you?
Yeah, they're going to be a little confused. And I'm going to say, oh, maybe I'll have some Steve and Kyle podcast business cards. Yes. And I'll just do the listen to the podcast.
Yeah, we just need to find one of those, whatever, 6 to 10 websites that offer, you know, a million free business cards for... Mm-hmm. You know, signing up for an email list. They'll mail you a box of them. We need to get some business cards.
We do need business cards.
Or maybe your business card, we use that one of those promos, and we just, instead of, you know, our business or our podcast name, it's just an explanation of what Seasonal Sammy is.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to keep explaining it over and over.
Right.
Or better yet, you call a convention at the start of this holiday party.
Call a convention.
You're calling everybody. So you're standing up on a chair. You know, you got your crown and sprite. Hear, hear, fellow employees, join me in the corner. No, not you, random lady eating a burrito at this Tex-Mex restaurant. You're not invited.
Did you?
I can't believe I'm not going private on this.
You're so much more accurate than you think. Like. Nail on the head.
So you're going to stand up on this chair. I need to explain what it is I am tonight. Does everybody here respect the sanctity of the solstice? And then I think at that
I have a PowerPoint that shows like the Earth's rotation.
I think at the word sanctity, you start to lose people.
Oh, yeah. 80%.
They're going to peel off. Mm-hmm. Even the lady eating the burrito, mm-hmm. who's supposed to be with her family, is now bored.
Yeah.
And she's leaving. But if you can just knock off the explanation right at the start, your night's going to be 100 times more improved than if you had to explain it to every person there.
Oh, all right. Well, I'm not. Comes up in about a week and a half. Okay. So.
Tight turnaround on this, leaning, party planning.
I'm leaning towards doing it.
Okay.
And, you know, I already know. By the way, I happen to. A little inside info. There's going to be an after party at a place that is near and dear to my heart.
Okay.
Very close. Very close to my old stomping grounds.
That's what I thought it was. I don't know why I thought that.
Used to be a Pizza Hut.
But it still looks like it.
But it is now a bar. Need a place that has windows that are wider at the top than at the bottom. And a roof that looks like a hat. That's where we'll be.
Singing karaoke.
A couple of years ago when we... The last time we had the company Christmas party. Mm-hmm. And nay, company holiday extravaganza. Myself and friend of the podcast, Chris, sung many, many Bruce Springsteen songs up on stage.
Porsche Chris? Porsche driver Chris?
Oh, yeah. Porsche Chris.
You guys... Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Are you telling me? Maybe clear
the... I'm just letting you know where we may be headed, wink, wink, after the Tex-Mex Christmas party. So if you happen to be in the area, driving by.
Wild guess in the dark, right?
Yeah.
Tex-Mex get-together wraps up. Mm-hmm. What time you think Yoki's going to be setting in?
I would say we'll be Yoki-ing by 9.
Okay, but that's an early Tex-Mex departure.
It is. Yeah, Tex-Mex is, I don't know, roughly 6 to 8.
I'm going to keep my calendar clear.
But then the yoke is going down.
Wow. I think I would like to make this work.
Yeah. I mean, look, because, but again, if you happen to be in the area,
if
you happen to be driving by and maybe craving an adult beverage.
Because listen, there are droves of people who have not had the chance to hear the ballad of the season. And I'm not talking about Brenda Lee.
No.
I'm not talking about Bing Crosby. Mm-mm. I'm talking about old Gordo. Mm. Gordo Lightfoot himself. Mm-hmm. And if there are some fine folks who need to be inundated and serenaded with the story of the Edmund Fitzgerald, mm-hmm. it would only feel proper that I were part of the group to do that.
Yeah, I agree. So, maybe I'll slip you some details on when this goes down.
Please do.
And
Listen, karaoke and stand-up comedy, and they're a little bit different. A
little bit.
Obviously. But the idea is still, hey, you're a totally amateur in the scheme of things, going up in front of a group of people and doing something that, for the mass majority, is uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Two things I really want to do, though.
Okay.
And I know most people are hearing that going, why are you nervous about doing karaoke? Who cares?
I don't know. I think that's pretty normal.
Is it?
I think it's normal it's normal to want to do it. Everybody wants to do karaoke. But then when you know that you're up next.
Oh, my gosh.
That's, I still get the little butterflies.
I bet. And again, I've never done it.
Because you've never done karaoke?
No, that's what I'm saying.
Get the hell out of here.
Karaoke and stand-up comedy are two things that I think I would... have fun doing.
That's weird because you did just say that, but it didn't make sense to me that you've never done karaoke because everyone's done it. How's that possible?
I think 2023, well, you know, we're down on, we don't have that many comedy clubs around here anymore, do we? We lost one.
No, it's back.
Is it back though? Are they taking like dates with
people? Oh, okay. The one right next to my it's back. Reopened out of nowhere.
Is 2023 the year that Kyle does a few minutes at the stand up club?
Oh boy. Hope not. You've been holding out on us, saving all your good stuff?
Now you've known me. We're coming up on 13 years.
Yeah.
We met in January of 2010.
Do
you think
2023 is the year that you make me laugh?
Somewhere deep down, deep down, I could pull 5 minutes of funny.
5 minutes, that's a lot. What was the question again? 5 minutes?
You think it could be funny for 5 minutes?
I think you can be on a stage for 5 minutes. I think you can be funny for a portion of that.
So you think I got it?
Yeah. I'm not going to be there.
Oh, wow.
I'm not going.
Now, when you say you wouldn't go.
I won't be there. It seems pretty obvious.
Not a lot of ambiguity there.
No. When I say that I'm not going, let me assure you, I will not be in attendance.
Okay.
When you're on a stage, I will not be within your view.
Okay. So you say,
when you are up there trying to tell jokes, I'll be at my house.
Now, when you say,
so if you look out into the crowd looking for that familiar face, giving the thumbs up and a belly laugh, yeah, I will not be that person.
Okay. No way to poke holes in that.
No. Not going to be there.
What if I put you in as my plus two?
No. Okay, here's what you have to do.
Okay.
If 2023...
I'm talking about openly conquering one of my fears.
The biggest fear.
And you're now actively listing off...
I'm not in support of this.
And why is that?
Well, I mean, I'm in support of you doing it, but okay, I will not be there in support of you.
Is it simply because you don't think I'll be remotely
no,
funny?
No, I do not like the awkwardness.
It is bad, isn't it?
It's very bad.
Because I'm looking to you. If
and I'm not making eye contact. Point, I'm going to turn my back.
If at any point I start passing out, right, I'm getting tunnel vision. And the only way I'm escaping from the inevitable failure...
Mm-hmm.
of a fainting collapse on stage.
Yeah.
Is the reassuring glance and one thumb lifted upright
like
in my direction.
Like the Chuck Norris meme.
You're telling me I can't count on you for that.
No, you cannot. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm telling you. Here's what needs to happen, though.
Okay. So now there's demands being put on. I'm already the one about to go on stage and conquer a fear. But now, just in order for you to... still not be there.
Yeah.
I still need to do these items.
Here's how it's got to be done.
Good. I love it.
Okay. So you pick an open mic night at some hole in the wall place.
Mm-hmm.
You go there. You do your 5 minutes. You record it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So now I have to have a phone.
Yeah.
While I'm on stage.
Jesus Christ, Toby. Sneeze more. Really. Sneeze more. It sounds great. You're going to record your set.
Okay. Could I have someone in the crowd do it so I'm not distracted?
Sure. Or like just a voice memo type thing. So you just set your phone down and hit record on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you bring it in and we'll review it on the podcast. That way I don't have the awkwardness of being there.
So then I get to listen
because, again, no interest.
Then I get to listen to a post-facto critique
mm-hmm.
on my very own podcast.
Yeah.
From the guy...
Yeah.
Who couldn't be bothered to show up.
Yeah. I think that that's the only fair way to do it.
Okay. We may have differing opinions of fair.
Well.
But I appreciate it.
2023, we're just a month away.
I thought I was opening up. And that maybe this is something, much like me supporting you on your Manchi journey.
No.
This would be your version of that for me, to where you would say, hey, how's the material coming along? Give me one of your bits. Mm-mm. Let's go over it.
God, no.
If I stood in that corner, microphone off, and you sat back here like an audience member.
Yeah. In the world's smallest comedy club, 90 square feet.
I would argue that there's probably as many people in attendance here as there would be.
As if you were at the Garden.
As if there were at a comedy club I would be at.
Yeah.
And I gave you one bit.
Do you got one?
No. And this would be off air. This would be off air because what if the bit's really good?
You don't want someone to steal
it. I don't want to torch it on the podcast for these idiots. Oh, shoot. Was that on?
All right. So if you decided to do this, would you let the audience know?
Yes.
Would you tell them, hey, Tuesday the 3rd, I'm going to be at the Funny Bone.
And just so everybody knows, that's what it would be. I'm not emceeing for one of the legitimate stand-ups who are coming to a comedy club.
You know, now I'm disappointed because when we were building APS 4.0, we put up this beautiful wood paneling.
Yes.
But we had the option to go with the red brick paneling, which is every comedy club ever.
No question.
We should have done, something I'm willing to spend a couple bucks, redo the wall behind you since you are now the comedian. You need to constantly be in front of a brick wall just chucking funnies out there.
So do you think as soon as you get the brick done in the back, I'll come prepared with a couple bits and we'll try them out in the podcast.
Okay. All right. So once again, I have to remodel the studio.
That was your idea. I'm comfortable without doing it with a red brick.
I could probably knock that out in a
but
day.
But now that it's promised.
Yeah.
And I don't even want the whole thing. Just enough to cover, my body.
Okay.
Right?
So if I have a camera.
Yeah. And it's still going to look absurd because we still have panels, upside down softball jersey, and the most legitimate Kenny Rogers signature that has ever been seen. I guess I'm not surprised, but I thought for sure I'd get a hearty verbal pat on the back from you and say, I can't wait. I'll be there. I'll have a podcast shirt on.
Nope.
I'll be cheering all the funny gags.
Are you going to try to sell your merch?
Can I do crowd work? Do you think I could do crowd work?
In a five-minute set?
Five-minute set.
In a five-minute
What I open. Would argue, not a stand-up guy. I don't love watching stand-up. I'm aware of it, right? Do you think, and I say that because
first off,
I would say.
Already a bad sign when you say, I'm not a stand-up guy. I'm aware of it.
Yeah, I think that's, stand-up's that's, the lowest form of idiots out there.
That's Mitt Romney. I like sport.
Right. But I'm not the guy seeking out the new special by the hot up-and-comer stand-up.
Yeah.
Right? I've seen the, I already forget his name, the one guy who went to rehab, cheated on his wife, dated Olivia Munn, had a kid, Mulaney.
Yeah, John Mulaney.
John Mulaney. Seen one or two of his. The Bo Burnham sketch special inside, lovely. But outside of the major impressions that stand-up comedy have, right? The big specials.
Right.
Out of my purview, right? Too much else going on that's just down the list of me caring about it.
You got a life to live.
Yeah, I watched a two-parter on George Carlin. Could be him. Wasn't that special, was he?
Okay. Well, that's... Who'd you compare yourself to recently? Wayne Gretzky or something.
Ooh, boy, that may have been, and that's apt. If I'm even thinking about that now.
You did compare yourself to one of the greats of their craft.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that sounds right, and I stand by it. I don't know who it was, but I stand by it, and I stand by it today.
Okay, doubling down.
I could be George Carlin.
So 2023.
Yeah.
Let's do it. The year that Kyle finally tries stand-up. Oh, boy, feeling that chill in the air.
A little later than normal, but I really wanted to give this extra few days. If we had cut it off before this episode had gone out, we would have received multiple messages 2 days from now saying, am I too late?
Yeah.
We would have had to say yes.
By the way, I'm still on the search for some stromboli near me if anyone
Do you have, you know, what was the last guy's name? Uncle Gito or Gio who had cannolis? Do you got an uncle somewhere that'd on the be, east side who
that'd
can...
That would be Gussie.
Okay, Uncle Gussie. I'm sorry.
It's not an uncle, but oh, I wish.
Does your mom have a bowly guy? Does brother Mike have a bowly?
A bowly guy?
Brother Mike seems like he would have a bowly guy.
I'll tell you what. Mom makes a mean bowly.
When's mom coming out?
Probably sometime in the next month or two.
What would it take for us to entice your lovely mother on a vacation trip to see your grandchildren, much less her actual child?
To make us a couple bowlies?
To make us a couple of bowlies.
Oh, she'd do it. Absolutely.
Podcast bowlies?
Podcast bowlies.
Love it.
But
we digress. The deadline for the 7th annual Steve and Kyle podcast, non-denominational, cloak and dagger.
Steve and Kyle podcast, cloak and dagger, non-denominational, winter solstice gift exchange
is here.
How are we doing, by the way?
It is here. The deadline day.
So have we made...
Please go ahead and get your name and address into us.
Pulling up the list right now. Okay, so we got last year's list. Oh, boy, look at that.
Big numbers.
Big numbers. We got this year's list. Scrolling down.
Smaller numbers?
Slightly.
I have two to add to that, Steve, that we have received, and I have not had a chance to open the spreadsheet.
So, how many days are left?
I would say this episode is coming out on the 29th of November. By the way, happy Sunday, November 27th to everybody. Hope you enjoyed your Tier 3 holiday, Thanksgiving, Turkey Day.
Loved it. Loved it.
We did not have a chance to recap it. We were busy talking about Queen Mistress. And
we just need about 18 more people
to tie or beat the previous record. We're going to need a run. That's fine. I'm looking at there's a lot of names who haven't signed up. Listen, I understand it. There's reasons, financial reasons, time restraints. I'm happy to see some names back this year.
Yeah. This is like a $10 max thing. Yes. You could put a nice card in the mail and send it to them. Some of those Hallmark cards are like $8.
I was so excited to see our friend John Sheff, the military man himself.
Oh, good for you, John.
He's back. He is back stateside. He has joined the... join the gift exchange again, but we are spanning sea to shining sea again this year, Steve. Michigan, Tennessee, Wisconsin, Vermont, Maine, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Texas, Illinois, Iowa, Arizona, Maine, Minnesota, New York, Canada, Georgia.
Mm.
We have a litany of states represented and a second country in the gift exchange.
Look at that.
But the deadline is here. Let's make it December 1st.
December 1st.
I'm not going to set, you know, noon Eastern. That seems silly. It's just December 1st, whenever you and I start texting and say, let's wrap it up. Let's start sending these messages out via social media. That is when you will see a message. The evening of December 1st, sorry, with details on your participation in the gift exchange. So you have, from this time right now, 2 days to join. Or forever hold your peace, because we are not going to be able to add late arrivals.
No.
It's just too much of a burden to...
Unless we get them in pairs.
Right, and then you will know who your giftee is, because that giftee will also be the person sending you a gift. But
that's all right. Whatever.
It doesn't matter. It's the spirit of the solstice. Again, these winter solstice gift exchanges here at Steve and Kyle. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, please DM us directly there. Don't comment. Don't make a post on one of our social medias. One, we don't want your personal details out there like that. Two, it's easier for us to see it in a message. We can reply to you, let you know that we received it. Please join last few days. Let's still make this one our biggest and best ever.
Yeah, we just, again, just need about 18 more need people. A lot of people. So
good number, though. Listen, I'm happy to see as many as we have. And I always love, my favorite part is seeing names I don't recognize.
Yeah.
I love seeing people who listen to the podcast, and not everybody has to have this comment and intimate name relationship with us. If you listen and enjoy the program, just as fine. I would love to see you be a part of the gift exchange. Not everybody needs to be the Dan Shite can make a fool of themselves every time.
Hey, what do you got over there?
Steve, it's time.
Hey, folks, viewer mail time again. Oh, here's one from Sally, age 14. Dear Pig.
Chef's kiss.
It's always that third one. Yeah. Because if I left that, even hearing you back right there, if I left it at two, I think we're all laughing at it.
Oh, it would have been terrible.
We just missed Grammy nominating time again this year. Shoot for 2023. Steve, we have mail. And as always, like clockwork, it is from our friends at the Bill Payment Processing Center.
Sioux Falls?
Sioux Falls, South Dakota. South Dakota, are the Dakotas a place you'd like to go?
No.
Would you? From everything understand.
I would go to, no, actually, I would like to see the Black Hills.
Okay.
I think that's a very scenic area. Mount Rushmore, you know, I want to go check that out.
I know that area, and not South Dakota specifically, more Montana and Wyoming, mm-hmm. has supposedly seen a surge of tourism and people moving there from the show Yellowstone.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Now I've not watched the show Yellowstone.
It glorifies cowboy ranching, mm-hmm. right? So, you know, herding cattle, all the, you know, horses, all that stuff, and the land. It's obviously beautiful, right?
Sure. Montana's big sky country.
That's right.
I feel like I'd get tired of that after a while.
I think you enjoy the idea of it more than the execution.
Well, I mean, you go there and you're like, wow, this is beautiful. And then you wake up the next day and you're like, still beautiful. Mm-hmm. But I'm kind of used to it.
Yeah, and now I need to drive 90 minutes each way to get groceries.
Right, yeah. Where's Costco?
Yeah. Like, I love the idea of it, but unless you're a multimillionaire on hundreds of thousands of acres of ranch.
And even that, I don't want. Give me like 12 acres.
That's a lot to worry about.
What am I going to do? Like, how do I know where the boundary is?
Right, and then as you
age. You know how much it's going to cost to put up a fence around that?
You're doing it yourself. No question. No question you're doing it yourself, and you're doing a wood one.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking privacy. I'm just talking one of those chintzy ones.
Like
post two beams.
Two beams.
Yep.
Post.
Yep. Yeah. And then, you know, inevitably 1 hour later, one of the beams has to fall to the ground mm-hmm. because that's how every wooden fence everywhere looks.
Yeah. Yeah.
But do you age? Are you the guy then who's like, I got to go out and protect my 100,000 acre ranch?
No, I don't care.
Make sure nobody's hunting bison. You know, over on parcel 7.
Do you have
7.
Any idea how much time that would take?
That's a job. That's your job. Policing your own land. You can't make money. You're just securing the grass you bought.
No. Give me a sweet house on a couple acres.
Somewhere near civilization. Maybe just on the outskirts, right?
Like just over the mountaintop.
Yep. Would like some public sewer. Mm-hmm. You know, or maybe...
You know, something I'm fine with.
Or city water.
I'm fine with a septic.
Would you go well? You okay with well water?
Well, I mean, if I'm that far outside of the city,
you're not going to have a choice.
I got to go well.
Yeah.
I have to get a water softener. Jeez, this is getting expensive.
And then you're still, what time, you know, you still got to police the ranch.
Yeah.
You doing horses? You doing cattle? You doing
sheep?
Do you
do solar? Like, do you have a solar array?
I think you'd have to go solar. I think you're now stretched so thin financially, you have to go solar.
Yeah.
Because again, you can't work. You're too busy policing your ranch.
Right.
So now Annette's back at work.
Yeah.
And she's got to go find a violin store. Somewhere in the hills of Montana, right? So she has to buck out of there on pony number two.
We don't have cars.
Can't afford them. Horse ride 3 hours each way to go fix violins.
Okay.
All the while.
Oh, boy. This is what they mean when they say mo money, mo problems.
All to tell everybody out there, have a better dream. Yeah. That ain't it.
Yeah. But... We digress. Back to the check.
Again, this all started with our friends, the Bill Payment Processing Center, Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
And Steve, as usual, our friend, Billy William Stacks.
Billy Stacks.
Has come through.
By the way, Billy is in for the gift exchange this year.
That's right. There are some notable names that you have heard on this podcast taking part in the gift exchange.
Oh, you could be getting a gift from a celebrity.
Ugh. Imagine if you have to get a gift from Shike.
Ugh.
Imagine if you have to unwrap something
from
that big-haired Georgia idiot, okay? And act like you're interested.
No. Nothing Woof. I would want less.
Woof. Maybe we'll just give him a P.O. box to nowhere. Can we just have UPS get a box that Dan Shike ships and just drop it in the ocean?
So what do we got there?
$6.50 from our friend.
Look at that.
Billy Williams stacks. Add it to the coffers. In case you're wondering if this makes the month profitable, quick reminder, we spent $300 on a parade that didn't happen.
I got 80 bucks of it back yesterday.
80 bucks back. We are cooking back towards only moderate negative balance. Yeah. Still in the 200s for negatives.
Thank you very much, Mr. Stacks.
That's right.
All right, again, just a couple of days left. We need your submission by December 1st if you want to be in on the 7th annual Steve and Kyle podcast Cloak and Dagger non-denominational winter solstice gift exchange. Just send us a DM, Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at Steve and Kyle.
Yes.
Your name, your mailing address. Send it to us. We'll send you back an email, or we'll send you back a message confirming that we got it. And then a couple days from now, you're going to get a message from us that has who you have been paired up with for the gift exchange. All we ask is that you get that gift in the mail as early as possible.
Right.
$5, $5, $10. That's what we're looking at.
Yes.
Could be something podcast related or not.
Podcast related, your locality related. If you want to spread the word about, you know, your town's local chip maker, or maybe you know someone who makes a...
Oh, yeah. Do we have a local chipsman?
Really nice canvas bag.
Like NPR? Like a tote bag?
Yeah. Like your local PBS gave you a really nice tote bag for donating, you know, in 2021.
Right. Yeah. Keeping the station on the air another year. That's
right. Thank you for your service. Any ideas, always welcome. Please be thinking about them now. Again, so you can have that gift in the mail in time for the solstice season. That's all we got.
All right. We will talk to you next week. See you later.